This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, very alarming are a few stories that we have. Apparently, 1 in 5 kids are diabetic or pre-diabetic. 1 in 5 kids. Are you kidding me? So, we need to get on top of it and fast, because talk about national security. Talk about healthcare costs. I mean, these are our kids. So we'll talk about that. Good news is we have a nasal vaccine in the works. Get this, chlamydia. We're going to talk about that. That's pretty cool. Many people are concerned that your fellow neighborhood radiologist is at risk for getting cancer. And we really, really appreciate your concern. Well, there's a study out saying radiologists have no increased risk of radiation-related death or health issues. So that's pretty darn cool. And we have some more information on Zika. And we have a very interesting email, or not email, somebody emailed me about marijuana consistency. But there is a study out talking about how much marijuana is there in the average joint. And it looks like less than you think. Okay? Especially when, you know, governments are now getting involved, you know, taxing you and taxing stores who are selling marijuana. It'd be nice to know how much product you're actually getting. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so heroin is on the rise, and we're seeing more and more and more of it. Now, this was a very interesting article out of the Washington Post, and it brings up that President Obama has committed to sign the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, which includes among its provisions new policies to reduce inappropriate prescribing of prescription opioids, such as OxyContin and Vicodin. Now, we have this ongoing epidemic of addiction caused by opioid painkillers. So it's going to be more and more difficult to get opioid painkillers. As a result, they think that what's happening is prescription opioid users, because their pain and their addiction isn't going away just because there's a law, they are turning towards heroin. The New England Journal of Medicine recently published a first systematic analysis of this possibility. Wilson Compton of the National Institute on Drug Abuse had led the analysis, and he discovered that the timing of the prescription opioid and heroin epidemics is not consistent with the simple narrative, I guess, that increases controls on the former and skinny use of the latter. I'm sorry, that's a sentence. I know, that's not, I can't even read this and understand it while I'm reading. But anyway, very, very well-written sentence, it's just it doesn't help me in radio. Heroin use and heroin-related emergency room visits and hospitalizations have been rising for years before the 2009-2011 period, they say, in which controls for prescription opioids expanded. So some people go, well, wait a second, heroin was on the rise anyway. And others are saying, well, no, I mean, we really started to restrict opioid use. I mean, I was always very meek and hesitant when it came to prescribing opioids, because when I was in medical school, we were kind of scared. And it was some of the older doctors that said, look, you know, somebody's in pain, help them out. Okay, we need to be merciful. And so and we were so afraid of addiction by the 1990s that when I, you know, opened up my practice in the year 2000, I wasn't writing a lot of prescription painkillers. The most I would write in one prescription was 30 pills. And I did that because I had, you know, during residency, seen cases where people would falsify prescriptions, and I didn't want my prescription falsified. And very rarely would somebody falsify for a prescription of 30. They would falsify for a prescription of 120. So I let local pharmacies know that if you do see a prescription that says 120, that's not mine. Or if you see a prescription that has refills for controlled substances, and some controlled substances you can refill, I go, that's not mine. So then they know it's a fake. And it's difficult because your neighborhood pharmacist, you know, eventually you have more and more techs and you have, you know, more chains and, you know, pharmacy chains. And so unfortunately, you know, by my, you know, 10th year in practice, many of the pharmacists, didn't even know who I really was, except for the doctor with bad handwriting. That's what I was known for. So, you know, I had a very, very, very consistent prescribing pattern. And, you know, with that, I wanted to make sure people had pain control. And then I wanted to make sure I got them into the right person to deal with the pain. So if somebody cannot get their pain medication or they cannot get into the doctor, I mean, that's the other thing, too. We're talking about, okay, well, it's harder and harder to get a pain prescription. Well, it's also getting more and more difficult to see the medical provider. If you have a huge deductible, which many of us have with our new, you know, insurance with all the changes through the Affordable Care Act, and your deductible is sky high, it's going to be pretty damn expensive to go to a doctor's office just to get five pills. Many medical offices, they'll only give you five pills of narcotic. They'll go, well, you're in acute pain, this will get you through the next couple days, and then if you're still having pain, we'll have to evaluate. Well, if your copay is basically under deductible, and you have to pay $75 to $100 for that visit for five pills, now you're paying $20 a pill. Yet Charlie over here can put you can hook you up with some heroin. It's going to be very easy to go for that instead. So, you know, we have a problem. And, you know, the overdose deaths per 100,000 involving prescription opioids and heroin is skyrocketing. And you see from 2012 to 2014, some of the biggest jumps in opioids between 2013 and 2014 with heroin more so. And, you know, as with any drug, that, you know, the more it gets perfected, the easier it is for, you know, people to, create and sell and manufacture, sell and distribute, the more we're going to see it used. So this is very concerning. I mean, I've seen kids, you know, watched them grow up. Such good kids, so innocent. And then you see them come into the office and they're on what, black tar heroin, and you're like, what the heck are you putting into your body? So addictive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713. Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3,
Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extend Your Voice. Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, as, like I said, and I'm now repeating myself. All right, so, and I've repeated myself a lot on this. One in five American teens has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Now, what is so frightening about that is when we tried to bring up screening your kids for high cholesterol, and it was recommended that children between the years of 2 years old and 10 years old should get a blood test to be screened for cholesterol, boy, did people get their panties up in a bunch. And I'm not going to take my kid to get a blood test. What are you doing? You can't put the kid on medicine anyway. Well, now we're being told that one in five American teens has pre-diabetes or diabetes. Okay, when are we going to start screening the kids? When are we going to start getting involved? When are we going to, you know, stop buying the, you know, crappy food and the treats and the soda pop and, you know, Weenie Fine, you know, the athletic program that they're a part of. I mean, I remember gym. Okay, when you took gym, and I remember I went to 12 schools because my folks moved a lot. And gym was rigorous. It was so rigorous that you had to shower afterwards. Now, true, I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas, so, you know, you sweat a lot. The weather was hot. But, I mean, you know, my gym clothes would stink. I had to wash them multiple times a week, okay? If I got lazy and I left them in my locker, the locker would stink, okay? I mean, you know, you worked out. We would take showers, okay? You had to shower. You couldn't, you know, go to fourth period all sweaty and dirty and stinky. So then you had to reapply makeup. You had to reapply your hairspray. I mean, this is how it was. You know what I'm hearing? Now, more and more in school, no, I mean, you know, you change your clothes to your PE clothes, you know, but you don't shower. You know, I mean, maybe you reapply deodorant, that's it. Like, well, then what kind of a workout are you guys getting in gym class? I mean, gym class is supposed to be a pretty damn rigorous workout. Again, I'm not saying I want kids to shower by any means in the schools, but it's a sign of, well, apparently they're not sweaty enough where a shower is necessary. You see? And I'm not saying they have to do very, very high impact, you know, types of exercise, but it just, gym clothes, you know, so I ask my kids, where's your gym clothes? Oh, they're at school. I go, well, who's washing them? Well, they don't need to be washed. I go, they must stink. No, because they're not really sweating. You're not sweating. Then what the hell are you doing in gym class? So it's a concern. Okay, because if you're not getting the type of exercise, if you're not dirty and stinking up your gym clothes, then when are you getting your exercise? Well, we've put our kids in sports, but it's very difficult to do that. Very, very difficult. With my schedule now teaching, I'm across town. I can't make the games unless the games are at night. I can't take them to the practices. Luckily, one of them can drive now. But, you know, for many of you, having your kid at, you know, 6, 7 a.m. on the soccer field on a Saturday, if you have to work Saturday, that just doesn't fly. And so with a lot of our schedules, we don't have soccer moms and baseball moms. I mean, moms are working. You know, we're all pretty busy. You know, Corey had to take the kids a lot of times, you know, in between patients. And, you know, we would be swapping, you know, I mean, who's driving who to what? And so you end up not being as enthusiastic of your kid being in karate, baseball, and football all at the same time. All right? You know, you start to slow it down a little bit. I mean, when I was little, I did dance, and I did brownies, and I did, but, you know, when my mom had to work, those stopped. You know, and so I was very intermittently in these programs because it all depended on, you know, when my mom could take me. If my mom couldn't take me, it didn't happen. You know, she had three kids, and then later a fourth. So it's a concern. So in this article, they said the findings were published yesterday in a research letter in the Journal of American Medical Association by Andy Menke, who's a PhD epidemiologist with social and scientific systems and colleagues. Using both interview and examination results from 2,600 adolescent participants, the investigators found a nearly 1% prevalence of diabetes, more than a quarter underdiagnosed, and nearly 18% of prediabetes. Dr. Menke told Medscape Medical News that although over 80% of teenagers with diabetes of type 1, we found a relatively high percent of young people who were unaware of their diabetes, as well as a high prevalence of prediabetes. So they didn't even know they had type 1 diabetes. That's where you lose a lot of weight, you're tired, you're less. I mean, how many of your teenagers, right, you know, have weight issues, okay? Some are, oh, I'm just not hungry, you know, or some are, oh, I'm just tired. Okay, I mean, you know, parents, when are you getting them a blood test? I mean, I blame the parents with this. How is a kid supposed to know if they have diabetes or not? They say our findings suggest that adolescents in the United States are developing type 2 as well as type 1 diabetes. So remember with diabetes, type 1 diabetes is where you have very little insulin. And with a lack of insulin, you can't bring the sugar from the bloodstream that you eat into the cells where it's supposed to work and feed you. So what ends up happening is your type 1 diabetic is very skinny. And they just can't gain weight. They also get very thirsty because the body's trying to neutralize all the sugar in the blood and trying to flush it out. And you try to urinate a lot of that sugar out, so your body needs more fluid. You can dehydrate kind of easily. And so your type 1 diabetics, they're very sickly kids. They're not eating. They're failing to grow. They get sick a lot. All right. Your type 2 diabetics, they obviously have some sort of insulin, but the insulin may not be working as well. Maybe there's some insulin resistance. Maybe they're overweight. So there's fat kind of preventing the sugar from getting into the cell like it's supposed to. Maybe their insulin is weak, or maybe they just don't have enough insulin. Type 2 diabetics, I am starting to see more and more young people develop a very vicious type 2 diabetes so quickly such that they need insulin later. And so I don't know if it's a virus. I don't know if it's an autoimmune issue. But I've been calling that diabetes 3, where they're not 50 years old becoming diabetic, and they're not 5 years old becoming diabetic, but they're a teenager or in their 20s, and all of a sudden, no matter how much they exercise, no matter how much they work out, they start getting an uncontrolled diabetes. It's a very rapidly progressive one. I don't know what to call it, but I call it type 3. They say both prediabetes and undiagnosed diabetes were more common in male, non-Hispanic black, and Hispanic teens compared with females and non-Hispanic whites. Dr. Menke noted our study was not designed to identify risk factors for undiagnosed diabetes or prediabetes. Further research needs to be conducted. All right, so, would categorize you as being a pre-diabetic is I get a blood panel first, okay? I don't just judge on obesity, although a lot of doctors will look at obesity. And I look at the sugar, and I look at the triglycerides in your lipid panel. So what I want is a lipid panel, and I want a comprehensive panel. So the lipid panel, if I see that your cholesterol is normal, but I see that your triglycerides are starting to creep up, that bothers me. All right? And I think normal triglycerides for a kid could be 150. So if you have triglycerides of 176, I may say you're pre-diabetic. Now, in an adult, of course, 150 as well. I think actually with kids it may be 125, and with an adult, 150. So once I start to see, you know, your triglycerides creep, you know, close to the 200s, I'm going to start being more inclined to call you diabetic. Same thing with sugar. Normal blood sugar, we want between 70 and 90, okay? If your kid is circulating around 105, 110, 120, to me, that's pre-diabetic. And so with pre-diabetes, we don't really have specific numbers to give you, okay? Like, you know, for example, Mayo Clinic talks about, well, you know, you could be pre-diabetic if your triglycerides are over 250 and normal is 150 for an adult. But when we're talking about kids, if I start to see your triglycerides creep up, I'm going to call it. I'm going to say you're pre-diabetic. And the reason why I can and the reason why I'm allowed is pre-diabetes is such a wide range that, you know, that means you have the potential to turn diabetic. So if your triglycerides, the fats in your blood are creeping up, your sugar is up, you're overweight, you have, let's say, a family history of type 2 diabetes, you're not very active. If you're a teenager and you have polycystic ovarian syndrome, you have irregular menstrual periods, you're obese, having extra hair growth, I may say you're pre-diabetic. If you're an adult and you have high blood pressure, or if you're a kid and the blood pressure is like 120 over 80, the kid's blood pressure should not be 120 over 80. That's kind of high. I may say you're pre-diabetic. And then, of course, you know, they say if you're African-American, Hispanic-American, Indian, Asian-American, or Pacific Islander, you have more genetic tendencies to become diabetic. So you got to watch your weight. You got to exercise. We got to make sure you're not inactive. We have to keep an eye on you. We have to do blood tests. We got to figure out a way to do blood tests on kids where they don't scream and cry. Even if you use the lidocaine gel, they still freak out about the needle. So, but you know, honestly, we all should be checking our sugar with finger pricks. We got to maybe teach kids how to do that. It's amazing how much, wussified we are. Okay. You got to get a blood test. You get the blood test done. No crying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ramble. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are creating Nevada and not, I'm sorry, not Nevada Blood Donation Day that we created. We're creating National Blood Donation Days and National Blood Donation Week is September 4th through September 10th. And about 40 governor offices are right now looking at proclamations to sign proclaiming their state Blood Donation Day in September. And we are going to be working on the final 10 this week. It's very, very exciting because it's the least we could do to try to raise awareness for blood and to establish these blood donation days, you know, hopefully in your neck of the woods. It's going to incite a lot of people to want to donate blood, host drive. Maybe there'll be a lot of balloons. I always, you know, whenever I see a proclaimed day, I think of balloons. Maybe there'll be a lot of balloons. Maybe there'll be some streamers. But I got to tell you, I mean, we have got to make a concerted effort to keep our blood stores full. Every day we're hearing that blood banks are in need. So we hope this helps, but we need your help. So if you can host a drive, if you could donate blood, please contact us and we'll set you up with a blood bank immediately. If you want to host a drive during National Blood Donation Week or in Iowa Blood Donation Day or Michigan Blood Donation Day or New Jersey Blood Donation Day, please contact us at drdahlia.com so we can set you up with the blood bank. The blood bank is going to make you make this as easy on you as possible. Marianne writes, what's a normal glycohemoglobin? We were just talking about pre-diabetes. Glycohemoglobin or the hemoglobin A1C test. Okay, this is something that we didn't get a chance to talk to in the previous segment. What this does is this looks at the average blood sugar level for the past few months, and how it does it is your blood cells get sugary and with diabetes, right, because the sugar's in the blood. And if the sugar cannot get into the cell because of lack of insulin or not enough insulin or poor insulin function, then the sugar sits around the blood. And sugar is very sticky, so it sticks to the blood. Now, the average blood cell that it decides to hitch a ride on lives about 120 days. So about 90 to 120 days is the lifespan of an average blood cell. So we have a test called the glycohemoglobin or the glycated or the sugary hemoglobin. And we do a test to look at that number. And you could really only do it every few months. I mean, I really don't do it sooner than every 3 months. Because unless I want to see if I drastically dropped a lot, you know, your sugar. Because remember, you know, when the sugar hitches a ride to that blood cell, you know, I mean, that blood cell lives, you know, long. So, you know, waiting for it to die, it could take three, four months. So we don't really do the test very often. However, normal, we want you now below 5.6. Some sites will say 5.7. And when I was in medical school, you had to be, you know, below 7. Being above 7 was pre-diabetes. Then they lowered it to 6. Then they lowered it to 5.7. And I've seen some labs lower it to 5.6. So a glycohemoglobin needs to be under 5.7. They say if your glycohemoglobin level is between 5.7 and 6.4, then that means pre-diabetes. A level of 6.5%, it's a percent or higher, on two separate tests indicates that you have diabetes. All right. Some of you run anemic. And I told you I had a diabetic patient whose glycohemoglobin was in the 4s. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen a diabetic do so well. Well, of course, you know, I took a look at his blood count, and he had a chronic anemia. If you have less blood and this tests your, you know, the sugar stuck onto the blood cell, then, yeah, you could have a falsely negative result or a falsely low result. So we like to look at blood sugar also. So a fasting blood sugar, okay? Usually we like you to fast, okay, for at least 8 hours. And if your blood sugar is under 100 milligrams per deciliter, it's pretty damn good. Okay? If your blood sugar starts to be between 100 and 125, that's considered prediabetes. If your blood sugar is over 126, that may mean you could be diabetic. So a 126 blood pressure, when I was in medical school, 140 was the cutoff. So people were in the 130s, and I'm like, you're good. And all of a sudden later, they became diabetic. And I'm like, well, that's interesting, but you were so good last year. You were only 130. So that's why they start to lower these numbers. I know a lot of you guys think that, you know, everybody's in bed with pharmaceutical companies, and it's all some big ruse and some big plan or sting operation and, you know, trying to get you. And, you know, no, it's not. Okay, I can't tell you how many times I'll, you know, see a new patient, and I'll get their records from their old doctor, and sometimes, you know, the records will include, you know, numbers from years back. And so, you know, you take a look, and you know, go, wow, yeah, you know, you're a pretty good diabetic. You know, I've only been diabetic for 2 years. And I go, really? Only 2 years you've been diabetic? So now I'm thinking of that diabetes type 3 that I coined, you know, where it's an aggressive type. I go, well, that's odd. How does somebody develop diabetes that quickly, that bad? Then I take a look at their you know, older blood tests, and I'm like, well, no, wait a second. You were floating around the 130s, 140s, 150s for a while. He just didn't call you diabetic yet. You're diabetic. I get that a lot. I have a lot of patients that talk me out of diagnosing them. It's like, miraculously, you don't have the medical problem. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, please, you know, we had a bachelor party. You know, it was a Father's Day barbecue. You know, I had like this, you know, honey glazed barbecue ribs. You know, cut me some slack, please. You know, I'm really not diabetic. Can you please, 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 please not call me diabetic? All right, I won't call you diabetic today. No, your blood sugar is 150. Something's wrong. Okay? Something's wrong. And then they go, yeah, but I had some bubblegum. Yeah, bubblegum? Sugarless? Yeah. Nope. Nope. So there's another test we do is an oral glucose tolerance test. And Mayo Clinic talks about this really nicely. And we use glucose tolerance tests where what we do is we take your blood fasting. Okay? And your blood sugar may be good. And then we test your blood sugar. We could do a 1-hour GTT glucose tolerance test. We could do a 2-hour glucose tolerance test. Or we could do a 3-hour. So usually we'll do a 2-hour. We do this in pregnant women also. And if 2 hours after taking in the sugar load, your blood sugar is 140, that's normal. And the reason why we do that is we want to know what kind of a response, you know, is mounted. Okay, I mean, you drink a sugary drink, your insulin should be kicked in right away, and that sugar should start going through the cells pretty quickly. You should, by 2 hours, have a good amount of it already absorbed, but you'll still have a lot of sugar in your system. So 140 or below after an oral glucose test is good. But if your sugar is like over 200, you're diabetic. If you have a non-fasting sugar over 200, that's not good. And if after a glucose tolerance test, you're about 140 to 199, you're pre-diabetic. So I hope that helps. You know, when I was talking about with our kids, you know, we need to make sure they're exercising more. We need to change PE around. We got to make sure they sleep well. All right, kids not sleeping and getting poor sleep is really leading to, you know, insulin resistance and turning kids into diabetics. They got to get a good night's sleep. They got to get about 9-10 hours. I know. I have 2 teenagers myself, okay? I mean, I am always in bed before they are, always. And then when I wake up, and you know, I don't know when they wake up, you know, and they may say, well, Mom, you know, I'm sleeping in. But, you know, if they got to be at school by 7 a.m., they're not getting their 9 hours of sleep, you know, and I don't get enough sleep. So I know they're not getting enough sleep. And that could put them at risk for diabetes. I yell at them all the time. I go, bedtime. I mean, it's ridiculous. I got 2 teenage boys and I have to scream bedtime. They don't listen. They don't listen. The cats especially don't listen. All right. Now, real quickly, with physical activity, I want you guys to talk to your schools. What I really think should happen with physical activity is it shouldn't be, all right, guys, we're going to do dodgeball today, or we're going to play badminton today, or we're going to play flag football today. I think your physical education and your physical activity should be teaching you how to exercise every day in life when you're 40, 50, 60. All right? And these are good habits that you develop as kids. So what I think, and I've said this many, many times, is your physical activity could also be incorporated into your class time. So let's say your English teacher has to read you Beowulf. Well, rather than you sitting there falling asleep when she's reading you Beowulf, you guys are walking, okay, around the school while she's reading Beowulf. Okay? Or if you guys are reciting poetry or Shakespeare, something like that. When you guys are listing the states and their capitals, okay? Guys, we're going to work on our states and capitals. We're going to be doing drills, but we're going to do it while walking, okay? Today, we're going to be doing some weightlifting. Today, we're going to be doing some yoga. Today, we're going to be doing some jogging. Today, we're going to be doing some hiking, okay? Let's give them some cycling. We're going to give them some practical exercises. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, we talk a lot about football and concussions and soccer. Yesterday we were talking about horseback riding and concussions. We have failed to mention synchronized swimming. And I guess there's no excuse for that. Because what we are being told is that the Summer Olympics in Rio, there is going to be a debate over whether, synchronized swimming is dangerous in that I guess these swimmers get so close to each other that they kick each other and they crash into one another. And that USA Synchro has introduced new protocol to help spot concussions. Now, I'm looking at this article from Daily Mail, and they talk about, and it's kind of funny, they're talking about how, you know, people question whether it's a sport at all. And I mean, it is. Give me a football, give me a basketball, okay, I think I could do a hell of a lot better than being in a pool with a bunch of women who are choreographed, and I'll be the one that's too slow or not very limber, and I mess up the whole thing. So I think it's a phenomenal sport. I just, it's just not watched as closely as, you know, some of the other obvious sports. So they, I guess, crash each other. They fall on each other. They see, the problem is they're always smiling. You know, they're in makeup. It's funny. One of them looks like Tonya Harding. I'm looking at a picture right now. One of them looks almost exactly like Tonya Harding. Anyway. No, I don't think she's synchronized swimming. She ice skated. USA Synchro is the sports ruling body in the United States. It has introduced a new protocol to help coaches spot concussions and to keep injured swimmers out of the pool longer and to give them a chance to recover. Bill Morio, Managing Director for Sports Medicine at the United States Olympic Committee, estimates that about 50% of the synchronized swimmers he has supervised have sustained a concussion. On TV, it looks like they are 3 feet apart, but they are really 1 foot apart. I was thinking I'd like to see some spasms from being in the pool, respiratory conditions, but I was wholly unprepared for half of the team getting concussions. Miriam Glez, chief executive of USA Synchro, says she believes the percentage is higher. I would say 100% of my athletes will get a concussion at some point. It might be minor, it might be serious, but at some point or another, they will get hit. I was wondering about that. You know, another thing I always wonder about is cheerleaders. They never really report enough about what happens with cheerleaders. You know, I mean, they have to lift other women. Okay, that's got to hurt their back. Then they have to be able to catch them when they fall. I mean, if I was a cheerleader, I wouldn't want to be on. I don't know if I want to be on top because I could fall down also. I don't know. This is probably why I was never a cheerleader. Yeah, I couldn't even do the splits. Okay, so anyway, don't make fun of these synchronized swimmers when you watch the Olympics because, they're possibly having a higher incidence of concussions than football players. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. That's up for debate. Researchers have identified a potential vaccine for chlamydia. This is cool. Chlamydia used to be the most common STD, or now they call it an STI, sexually transmitted infection, because I guess we're not allowed to use disease anymore. So sexually transmitted infection used to be the most common until they realized that so many people walk around with HPV, human papillomavirus. So that's now the most common. And chlamydia a lot of times has no symptoms. Okay, and everybody's like, well, no, you know, isn't the clap? Well, the clap is gonorrhea. And a lot of times chlamydia comes with it, so we always treat you for both. But usually the more symptomatic type of infection is your gonorrhea. Unfortunately, it could cause reproductive issues. It could cause blindness. So we don't like to mess around. So researchers have identified an antigen with the potential to act as a vaccine against the STI, which could prevent health complications. And this was a study conducted at McMaster University. Now, the CDC estimates that 2.8 million people have infections a year, but suggest that it's probably many more than that because these are people that that get tested. Okay? If you don't think you have it, you may not get tested. And a lot of people go, you know what, just give me an antibiotic, Bob. Okay, I'll take the antibiotic so I don't have to go through the embarrassment or the cost. And doctors would do that. Doctors would give, and many still do. If you have an STD, they'll be like, here's an extra prescription for your lover or your partner. So, we used to use the word lover, right? But most people don't love their partners, and so now it's just partner. Not a shame. I have a lover. You know, now it's like, no, I got a partner. Yeah, well, what kind of a partner? Oh, sex partner? It's different now these days. Wow. I mean, some of you love your partners, you know, but Anyway, they say in addition to treating cases carrying the potential for upper genital tract infections, pelvic inflammatory disease, infertility, it also can cause the eye infection trachoma, which is the leading cause of preventable blindness in many parts of the world. So if they could vaccinate you, this would be great. So for the study, they tested a fusion protein antigen called BD584 to prevent it from infecting mice. The antigen reduced chlamydial shedding in mice by 95%, clearing infection in the rodents, and reduced hydrosalpinx, which is a blocking of the fallopian tube caused by infection, which causes infertility. And they did this by 87.5% compared to mice not receiving the vaccine. The researchers said they plan to test BD584 against different strains of chlamydia, as well as different formulations of the vaccine, and they hope of creating a vaccine that could be used easily in all medical environments. Now, this vaccine is going to be administered through the nose. So I know it's very interesting. I mean, you would think there would be, you know, maybe a little farther south administered, but no, this is a nasal vaccine, just like the flu mist for flu, and it's painless. And doesn't really require a lot of high training for it to be dispensed. So this could be very, very helpful in developing nations. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Good news for radiologists out there. Radiologists who graduated from medical school after the year 1940 have not been at greater risk for chronic exposure to low levels of radiation. The researchers from the U.S. National Cancer Institute credited improvements in radiation protection, safety equipment, and monitoring. The database was created back in 1906 and includes information about more than 1.4 million U.S. doctors, residents, and medical students. Apparently, this was led by Amy Barrington de Gonzalez, chief of the NCI's Radiation Epidemiological Branch, and they analyzed records from the AMA master file. So the researchers compared rates of cancer and death among 44,000 radiologists and near 65,000 psychiatrists who graduated medical school between the year 1916 and 2006. Now, they compared them to psychiatrists because psychiatrists seem to be the least likely to be exposed to radiation on the job. You know, like us family doctors, a lot of us will shoot our own x-rays or be in the x-ray room, you know, so we have, you know, some levels of radiation. But many psychiatrists, they don't order x-rays. Some may, though, but, you know, MRIs, they'll order MRIs, but they won't necessarily be in the radiology area. So radiologists who graduated medical school before 1940 had increased death rates from condition related to radiation exposure, like leukemia, the acute myeloid leukemia, which is a faster form, melanoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And they note that male radiologists who graduated after 1940 not only had less evidence of radiation-related deaths, but they actually did better than psychiatrists. So that's crazy. So obviously we're doing something right, and we're preventing our healthcare providers. You know, it's interesting because, you know, in the olden days, when you turned on the X-ray machine or you warmed it up, you would have to do a test X-ray. So you would use your hand. And so, you know, many of these techs or doctors, they would, you know, X-ray their hand over and over and over again, day after day after day. If there was a problem with it, like, well, X-ray me, and then, you know, and it was just like second nature. And unfortunately, many of them, they had no idea, because by the time you do get radiation sickness or you get the sequelae of that, it could be years later. And so after 1940, they started to realize that we need to get our poop together, and that's when things start to change. So very, very fascinating stuff. All right, guys, so we covered a lot today. We're going to keep you posted on the latest in Zika. Apparently, L.L. Bean water bottles, these real cool-looking water bottles, have been recalled for high levels of lead. Just want to report that. About 6,700 units of these insulated water bottles with dino prints and flower power, etc. So check out L.L. Bean if you think you bought any of these and you need to change them out.
Attorney spokesperson, Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.